There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Buckeyes looking at a couple noon games coming up here too. They just announced yesterday with the Northwestern's at noon. So we knew Purdue didn't get announced until on Saturday. Like late Saturday or Sunday they announced that. That game was going to be at noon, and then now the Northwestern game will be a noon game, too. You know where they're playing that game at, right?
Tell me, Andy.
Wrigley Field.
There you go.
That's going to be kind of fun, don't you think?
Absolutely. Oh, his bars will be cranking.
Now, before we get back to Florida, that was a gigantic win for them on Saturday. Gigantic.
That was a big win.
I mean, a win against a top-five team on the road.
Ryan Day needed it, you have two losses and people are screaming. Change coaches.
The goal was the first goal should probably be at this point, without looking too far ahead, obviously win the next two games, but beat Indiana now.
How about that?
I mean, who would have thought that
football in the state of Indiana?
They do.
Okay.
It's for guys that can't make the basketball team, though. Okay. I think that's, is that how it works? It's varsity letters.
Doesn't
for the guys.
Me.
They can't make the basketball team in Indiana? I don't know. But yeah, now that game, it looms large. I mean, that's going to be two huge games around Thanksgiving. So the Indiana game is before Thanksgiving, and then obviously the Michigan game is after Thanksgiving. And the good part is both those games are at home for Ohio State, so... we'll see what happens as they play down the road, but I thought that was just gigantic win. I thought the defense played amazing. Simon's playing out of his mind on defense, so it's been kind of fun to watch Ohio State. Last week it was fun. I wish the offense would have done a little bit more, but it's okay. You know, it can't be perfect every week. Let's go back and talk a little bit about what we had with Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk NBC, and you know. We talked about possible players for the Browns that still could be available. Again, the NFL trade deadline is coming up at 4 o'clock. And the Browns have just done one thing so far. Za'Darius Smith sent to Detroit. We all kind of saw that coming. Za'Darius and a 2026 seventh-round pick to the Lions for a 2025 fifth and sixth-round pick. 216-474-0092 is the number to call in. But going back to the names that are available, Florio talked about who on the roster could maybe be gone by 4 o'clock?
Those are the three names I've heard. Njoku, Newsom, and Moore. And Moore falls into that cluster of mid-tier receivers that maybe a team that needs a pass catcher will swoop in and try to get. Njoku would be fascinating if it happens. What would it take to get him? It would be, I think, hard to see him go, but is he going to be there for the turnaround? That's the key. If this is a guy who's not going to be there when they turn the page on the Watson debacle, then the more you can get for him now and flipping current players for draft picks that are going to help you dig out of this hole, the better off it's going to be. It's a strategic tank. It's what they did 6 or 7 years ago, and they had it all in writing, and there were incentives for kicking cap space to the following year. There was incentive for payment for executives and coaches, for stockpiling draft picks. They need to dust that off, because the only way they're going to be competitive over the next few years is to maximize young players, develop young players, because they're not going to have the luxury of going out and spending a lot of money on a quarterback or anyone else that could come in and help make the team better as a veteran.
Does that not sound a little shady? the incentives for executives to stockpile draft picks. I don't know why. Does that sound shady?
I think it just sounds like part of the game.
You think so?
Yeah.
Dan, shady?
I mean, it's all relatively shady. It's just all a matter of that scale.
You get paid to not bring in good players. You get paid mm-hmm. to get rid of old contracts, get more payment because of getting rid of contracts of players that maybe could help you play and to get draft picks for down the road.
Welcome to pro sports.
Yeah. It's all a sliding scale of shadiness. Yeah. Mm. I mean, it's, you know, you get close to the same amount of cash, whether you put a flop on the field or a star on the field.
It's true. It's true. I mean, next thing you know, guys will be banging garbage cans from the dugout to let pitchers know what, or let hitters know. I can't even speak today.
Okay, Andy, nice job.
Wow. You somebody want to take me out back?
No, you're not there.
No.
Man, I'm close today.
No, you're not there. We can't do that.
I think I'm actually depressed about what's going on with the Browns.
Oh, funny how that happens after a segment where we talked about other people who used to play here doing better other places.
I don't have any problem with that.
I really liked that segment. That was fun.
That
was some time ago.
Speaking of what, wasn't there a rumor about Marshawn Lattimore?
A little bit of talk. Jonathan Jones saying that the Commanders have emerged as a contender for Saints cornerback Marshawn Lattimore. Jonathan Jones of CBS, that is. The Chiefs had interest in him as well. So we'll keep you up to date on any rumors up until the 4 p.m. deadline today.
Okay. Nice job, Dano.
What did you think of what Florio said about the three guys that were still available, Jeff?
Oh, I think Mike's obviously hearing things and knows what he's talking about. I would just be surprised if you trade Elijah Moore. Man, you're light at wide receiver. I mean, you already traded Amari Cooper.
Well, you want to give Jamari Thrash a shot. I'm okay with it. What's the difference? We're not going to the playoffs this year.
Hold on.
If they lose, it's not bad.
You know, other teams actually play four wide receivers sometimes. You know, you can take a guy off the field and put somebody else on the field.
Very confused.
You want to see him, put him on the field.
Yes, I mean, put him on the field.
It's pretty simple. Hey, Elijah, you're not in this series.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Because it didn't seem to be working that way for when Amari Cooper was around here.
That can work. No, I'm just telling you it can work. I didn't say it has worked.
Oh, yours is philosophical. Yes.
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, you do it with running backs.
I mean, you trade Elijah Moore, you're getting what?
A sixth?
And you gave up what to get him?
Second, I believe.
If your GM is on the hypothetical hot seat, we have no idea if
and you're trading guys you gave up seconds for.
Yeah. And you're giving them up for fifths. Especially if you're talking to a guy who's a businessman and you're trying to run this as a business, your ROI on that one is... Ugh.
Henry is in Akron. Hello, Henry.
Thanks for taking my call. So, I'm just... I don't know how to describe it because I'm just concerned when they start giving up these players, are we going to repeat the same cycle and go out and get somebody worse? It's just the same reoccurring cycle over and over again because I truly believe, like, I'm going to use Newsom. Newsom is a good corner. If he would have been developed and trained in the Browns, they could have coached him up. He could have been a good corner for the Browns. But they're not developing players in that organization at all. That's why I'm concerned. If you don't know how to evaluate talent or develop players, what are you scouting for? Why are you bringing in these players and sending them off?
Henry, I do think it's interesting, and I think this backs up your point. The players that they have brought into this organization during the Andrew Berry regime as GM, and Andrew's speaking tomorrow at 10:30, you'll hear it here on The Fan, I think he's been more successful with free agent acquisitions and trades than he has with drafting. And what does that mean? It means, for the most part, you don't have to develop those guys because somebody else already did. I think it's an interesting point Henry just made. And I am concerned about that moving forward because, Andy, we went over draft picks. He's had 37 draft picks since he's been here. 37. Of those 37, we had four guys who we thought, yeah, good pick. Good pick. Not, you know, not Hall of Famers, but good picks. And who did we say? Was Grant Delpit and MJ Emerson and Greg Newsome and JOK. Oddly, all four defensive players. And then we had a couple where we thought, you know, the jury's still out and they have some opportunity to really maybe come on and be really good. Cedric Tillman, DeJuan Jones. Alex Wright. But right now, Henry, you make an interesting point.
NFL rapid fire coming up at 1 o'clock. We are watching the clock. 4 o'clock, that is the NFL trade deadline. Your thoughts, 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.